Hi, this is Deborah.
So I've been thinking of taking up surfing. No, seriously. I actually think I might be pretty good at it. I'm strong and fit. I have a pretty good balance. And the ocean is my absolute favorite place to be. And then there's the issue of my temperament and my personality and the fact that I love to ride the waves. I've been living in Costa Rica for several months now, and when I left California and what had become a small, contracted life, it was for the purpose of exploring other cultures, other countries, in search of the answers to some of my burning questions about life and what's possible. To test my theory that we're all here for a purpose that's much larger than simply making a living or trying to fit yourself inside of a mold that someone else built for you. After growing a successful business and raising two children on my own, I was ready to venture out and ride the next wave. And it has been a phenomenal ride so far. Exciting and rewarding, filled with fun and fulfilling adventures. But then last week, when I had to make a decision about leaving Costa Rica and taking the next step on my journey, I found myself cursing this wave. Right? Because it felt too hard, too big, it was too scary. I was questioning life and why it just can't be easier, safer, less challenging. All but losing sight of the fact that I'm the one who chose to paddle back out again into the ocean of possibilities and away from the safety of shore. It's what I do, it's what I've always done. Riding the biggest, boldest wave I can find, then paddling back out for the next one, on top of the world on one wave, crashing and burning on the next, but always paddling back out for more. Some waves are so thrilling that you never want them to end, and some are just plain terrifying. On some, you feel so smart, so strong, and capable. And others make you feel like an incompetent loser. Sometimes I complain because life feels like it's just one thing after another. And then I remember, oh, that's what surfing is all about. Do you ever feel like life keeps bringing you challenges, one after the next, after the next? Just when you solve the latest financial challenge, you find yourself with a problem in your love life or a health crisis. Or some sort of family dispute. It's easy to fall victim to the belief that life is just not on your side. But what's probably more true is that this is simply the next wave in an ocean of possibilities. And chances are by now that you, like me, have become a pretty good surfer. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and who are ready to take the next step into living the life they really came here to live. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website, www.deborahbarron.net. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, Deborah Barron Coaching. I'd love to hear from you.